iHeartRadio's getting you in the mood. Yeah, that mood. Binge Sex.life, Season 2, now. Join sexologist Morgan Penn and Hayley Sproul for a 10-episode journey into the most intimate sides of New Zealand. Morgan's putting her body on the line to find out what's going on inside and outside of the bedroom in Aotearoa.
Season 2 of Sex.life is out now, all thanks to our friends at Wild Secrets.
Use the promo code Sex.life for a 20% discount at wildsecrets.co.nz.
This is the Alternative Commentary Collective Sunday Scenario Special. James McConey, if you could have an endless supply of anything, what would it be? It can't be financial, okay? So it can't be money, stocks, gold, crypto. You know, it's got to be
property.
Something. It can't be that. You know, it's got to be something, a supply of anything. Endless. Endless supply.
I don't know. What about you, G-Lane?
I'm going to have to say an endless supply of...
Jet planes?
Oh, no. Peanut M&Ms.
Yeah, you do love those. And you know what? They're on special at the supermarket the other night, and I thought I'd better get these for you, G-Lane, because I know that we've got – I didn't bring them today, unfortunately. But I know that whenever it's time to do a broadcast, you got to get the peanut M&Ms, and G-Lane is like a hungry, hungry hippo hoovering them up. And then it becomes a battle between you and me. Sort of like,
You left the room once. I think I ate half the packet, and you came back, and you went, Where the fuck is the peanuts?
And then you were like, you have these little shells on your chin, and I was like, oh, G-Lane strikes again.
The first thing that came into my mind was something massively inappropriate.
G-Lane, you've done it again. Can that be a segment?
G-Lane, you've done it again.
And then we remind you, you've told that story, or you've...
I've only got a dozen stories. You know that. Good. Yeah, you know I've got a dozen stories.
Hey, the All Whites, by the way, are playing. I mean, if I was allowed an endless supply of something, it's tough.
Would you go something like endless supply of sports content coming into your TV?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. But
I
think we have that already, don't we?
My gut instinct was going to be something filthy. If I was like a young 20-year-old, virile single male, it would be an endless supply of something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't say that because I'm a happily married man with children, so I don't need that anymore.
No, exactly. You're fine. The All Whites are playing very soon against Costa Rica. Fair fight, if you think of it. Two nations, 5 million, obviously a piece. They love football a bit more, and they've got, you know, a few famous players, or one in particular, the goalie, Keylor Navas. But it's pretty cool. It's June the 6th. We play, it's a one-off game in Qatar.
Yeah, it's going to be great because I think we're going to do a watch-along for that.
Great.
For that one, we're going to go to Shapiro's sports bar in Auckland.
Nice. So who's watching along?
I'm watching along. I think it's on isn't it June 25th or something?
Who's our football expert? Is it Bonnie Jansen?
Bonnie Jansen.
You have to sign up,
yeah,
Bonnie.
Bonnie Jansen,
Imagine if we go to sign her up and she goes, too late.
Seamus Martin, I think, is going to come along.
I love Seamus.
Seamus, I think Steve Holloway is going to come along.
Knowledge.
Not a lot of knowledge going on there. And I'll just be in the corner smashing beers and yelling at the TV screen, which I just do for most sports.
Do we know what time that Intercontinental playoff is?
It is at 6 in the morning. So Shapiro's are opening up. If you haven't been to Shapiro's, great sports bar. But we're going to be there doing a live watch-along. I'm pretty sure, though, it's a bit later. It's around June the 24th or 25th.
No, you're right. It is. It's not June the 6th.
Because I think they've got a few warm-ups against
Peru.
Some South American teams. Yeah.
And the 14th. No, is it the 14th? I think it's the 14th, maybe.
Yes, it is. So it is the 14th. So that means it'll be the 15th. 6 a.m. on June the 15th is when we'll be at Shapiro's going loose. It is. If there's one qualifier we're going to win in neutral territory against the South American team, it's going to be this one. It's one off. It's not home and away as usually is.
We just need to
fart out a draw and win in penalties.
I'll be there, but let's let the proper soccer heads, Holloway and Martin, just run the watch along, because I think just their emotions will tell a story in itself, you know. If you tune in and you see, because Seamus is always smiling, he's always chatty.
Yeah.
But if you tune in and they're saying nothing, it's like, uh-oh. I think now, even our teams, it's a fair fight, because we've got, you know, Chris Wood. Okay, Sarpreet's not playing, but I was looking at people naming their, you know, their All Whites 11s, and there's not room for a lot of, you'd say, star players.
Yeah.
So we're strong. There is sort of, I guess, a bit of youth in the midfield because they're the ones who played at the Olympics. And but at this time, it's now's their time, right? This is where they have to come in. But Chris Wood is an absolute bona fide star, and Bill Tuiloma, who if you remember, if you're from Birkenhead, you'd say, "I remember Bill."
Oh, Billy!
Oh, Bill! And he made a few age group teams, but he's literally playing for Birkenhead AFC in the Chatham Cup and all that sort of stuff. I'm going, he is too good, sorry, for Birkenhead or the Chatham Cup. And sure enough, he plays for the Portland Timbers or someone in the MLS and scores a lot of goals from set pieces. So you know how teams, some teams get excited about corners?
Yeah.
And it's like an old, did you ever see, remember a guy called Dennis Pennis?
Yes.
He did a skit where it was Americans talking about soccer and they'd be like, it's... The ball gets passed around and it goes out and means throw on. That's 15 throw ons to 12. And like as if that was the big stat. And it's a bit like corners. If you see the All Whites get a corner, it's like it's Tuiloma time.
Tuiloma. What's that got to do with the end of supply of anything?
I don't know. I've got nothing for that. I don't know who did that one. Joe Jury.
Tea, endless supply of tea. You're a big tea man. Endless supply of free cars delivered from Mazda or
Manawatu BMW. Yeah. Or Citroen. I do like Citroen.
Endless supplies of old Citroens.
Yeah, I've already got that, so forget about that. I'm pretty well stocked of those. I like cashews. Can't see why they cost so much, but hey, it's fine.
The cashew nut.
They grow them in Costa Rica.
The cashew nut.
Come and circle back the cashew. And it's amazing. It's a big fruit, and the nut is right at the top. Seems a bit excessive just for one nut.
So you waste all that other nut.
Oh, yeah, whatever's going on underneath. It's like we just want the top little cashew bit.